The former chief counsel for the Democrats on the U.S. Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigation says the evidence is clear. Congress should move forward with impeachment. Jeffrey Robbins, who has spent 35 years as a litigator and trial lawyer, and is also a columnist for the Boston Globe and a visiting professor at Brown University, will speak this Wednesday afternoon at the Berkshire Museum as part of the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. Robbins says the evidence in the Mueller report meets the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Obstruction of justice is, of course, a high crime, let alone a misdemeanor. And the special counsel has documented at least 10 examples of serious evidence of obstruction of justice by the president, leaving it to Congress to make its own determination. In addition, you will remember that the president's own Department of Justice filed a complaint against Michael Cohen in the Southern District of New York, alleging that the president of the United States, individual number one, famously, had ordered him to commit federal crimes under the federal campaign finance statutes. That would make him criminally liable, according to his own Department of Justice, for aiding and abetting a federal crime, conspiring to commit a crime, and a crime itself. And there is evidence that those crimes included conduct in the Oval Office while he was already in the Oval Office. So we don't need to spend too much time imagining what other kinds of conduct might appropriately be encompassed under high crimes and misdemeanors, because in the case of the president, we're sitting with some pretty concrete examples of it.
Is there a smoking gun? With Richard Nixon, there were tape recordings. How do you prove this occurred? What evidence do you need other than the allegation or the report from the special counsel?
Well, the special counsel is not exactly a conclusory allegation. The special counsel's report is a highly documented, highly sourced report based on grand jury testimony, based on documents, based on interviews with witnesses. So that the obstruction of justice case against the president, frankly, is sitting there in a sealed up box waiting to be dealt with either by Congress, if it chooses, or once the president leaves office, by the Department of Justice, which by then will have had removed any issue with respect to the indictment of a sitting president. So the report by Bob Mueller documenting the 10 or so examples of potential obstruction of justice aren't simply cooked up out of whole cloth. They are based on very, very hard evidence of the kind of which Bob Mueller, an experienced prosecutor for whom I actually served, and an experienced former FBI director, about which he has a great deal of knowledge. The same should be said to be true about the filing in the Southern District of New York by the Department of Justice. That individual one had ordered his lawyer to commit campaign finance violations. That's as hard as it gets. That's an allegation that gets made in a public filing only after there is strong and corroborative evidence of the same. We know of some of the examples of that evidence in the case of that filing by the Department of Justice in the Southern District of New York. It's not just the testimony of Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen, you'll recall, produced copies of checks written by the president himself. I think there were 10 separate checks, including checks written while he was president, for the purpose of reimbursing Cohen for the expenditures made to Stormy Daniels for the purpose, according to Cohen, of influencing the 2016 election. You'll also recall that when the FBI conducted its raid of Michael Cohen's hotel room and his office last year, there were tapes found, and one of the tapes was played on CNN, I recall, and it's a tape on which the president can be clearly heard discussing the payments made by Michael Cohen. So this is a long way of saying that the evidence is sitting right there for Congress to act on if it chooses to do so.
This may be more of a political question than a legal question, but why has Congress, if the evidence is so strong, why has Congress, Nancy Pelosi, and some of the leadership not taken action yet?
Well, it is a political issue. It's not a legal issue, in my view. It's a view which, it's not an irrational view. It's a view with which I happen to disagree, but it's a perfectly rational view. And that view is that, A, Congress runs the risk, or the Democrats run the risk of coming out the loser in the battle for public opinion if there is indeed an impeachment inquiry started. And that concern is reinforced by the inevitability of the president's acquittal, given the makeup of the Senate. I haven't heard anyone say, at least on the Democratic side, that is, that there isn't evidence on the basis of which to impeach. Rather, it's a profound concern that the impeachment effort will boomerang and will actually help the president that that party believes ought to be impeached.
Would you expect anything new or different to come up from Mr. Mueller's upcoming testimony?
I know Bob Mueller a bit. He hired me as an assistant U.S. attorney. I don't profess to be a close friend of his, but I remember vividly working for him and with him in the U.S. attorney's office, and he is and thereafter to some extent, he is, as people I think generally know, the ultimate by-the-book person. He is as straight a shooter, as much a traditionalist, as uninterested in splash or even public attention as anybody could ever be. As somebody pointed out a couple of weeks ago, you will never see a book by Bob Mueller. You'll never see an interview with Bob Mueller on a national network describing his time as special counsel. It simply will never happen. It's not his style. And so I expect that what will happen is a very low-key, conservative, in effect, presentation by Mueller. But I do think that there is, or maybe, some truth to the thought that since we are a TV-focused or a video-focused society increasingly, that having somebody embody and describe and be the vessel through which this evidence is conveyed, as opposed to imagining that Americans are going to read the report, which they never will, may have an impact. That, I think, is probably the hope of the Democrats, frankly, politically, that seeing this guy who is a decorated Marine, a lifetime public servant, somebody who has the respect of both sides of the aisle, has always had that respect up until this latest sort of controversy. Somebody who people from both parties overwhelmingly, virtually unanimously, if not unanimously, wanted to serve as FBI director. To have that individual, who is so obviously a person of impeccable integrity, even relate, even in quiet tones, the evidence that is set forth in his report, that may have an impact in jarring some people, loose when it comes to the specter of a president who does not seem to be excessively bonded to the law.